decide to take in chances? What do you say to jumping off the edge? Never knowing if there's solid ground.
The soundtrack of my life. It's been a 6-episode music-inspired journey through the core self of self-actualization of my very own journey, and that's up to and including this very moment of my life. And it's been a larger narrative around how we view ourselves as we stare into the infinite, rich, complex, and almost, well, literal miracle of our own creation as a human being, a spirit, and a soul of something here instead of never anywhere else at all. I wrote and produced a series as what I truly believe was and is the exact correct moment in my life. As simply put, well, isn't everything? Was there ever a wrong time to exist? Even more simply put, is there ever, never ever, a better time to be alive than right now? At this very exact blink of infinity? The answer is always a yes. It always has been, and it always will be. And at a certain blink, somewhere ahead, it just won't be anymore. And the music will be no more. And every moment and nano moment that we have come to know, I guess, will never play to a beat again. It is universally sized, and the meaning and being of this life, nothing is as microscopic and macro seismic as life as we know it. And it's here, and it's yours, and it's mine, and it's now. And even through the trials and tribulations, it is, at the end of it all, beautiful. I understand that it all equates to a simple inspirational coffee mug quote at the end of the day. But what more can you say about it while we are here, and what we feel and what we do and what we mean? I absolutely understand why movies come with a film score. Just as we have a soundtrack to this life and every day that moves and moods and molds us as we make our way through it, has every bit of it a note. In this episode entitled Me Against the Music, it's quite short, and I'd like to share some of my favorite life hacks. In fact, I've picked out 6 quotes and motivation that are 100% me-isms, and they've been shaping my mold for many, many, many years. I always want to share this raw emotion, presence of the now, that I'm someone who has nothing figured out, and that I'm here, as in alive, to learn and live every day today without assumption that I will be here tomorrow or even later this day. So at the time of this particular recording right now, I'm taking stock. I'm going to balance my books, and I'm going to close shop for this particular journey. So, without further ado, shall we begin? There's no time like the present, like I've just said. Right? Let's count it down. Let's go in 3, 2, and let's live. My life hacks. Here we go. Be the rabid bulldog at the gate of your very own self-worth. And I always think about how fragile we are to others and their attacks on our own self-worth. Depending on the right person, so perhaps a mother or a brother, the attacks might take you back to your own proverbial ooze, right back to the beginning, feeling as though any work that you've done yourself goes straight out the window. Even years go down the literal drain. And I think about how long a day is when you feel terrible and you feel defeated. And then I try to conceptualize the years of these long days. And I compare that to allowing such attacks to have time to sink in and take effect, which, trust me, just as you, I have allowed them to do so before. And right now, I don't care who it comes from. No one is exempt from being allowed to cross that line. That funny thing about self-growth is that whatever destructive world you live in at your lowest will never cease unless you climb your way out and out of it. And so a vicious circle you will welcome if you allow others to keep you down there. Here's another. There is no glory without it being your own story, and there is no resurrection without your own crucifixion. What can we brag about to ourselves and find constant and consistent inner strength if it is not about a story that begins, has a middle, and ends with you or I as a starring role? Yeah, sure, you know, people do feature, but should do no more than that in where it is that we need to be and who it is that we want to be at the end of the day. There is nothing worse than sharing triumph of your own self-accord with a supporting role. Well, it almost makes it as good as throwing it away. You know, do I know how much of that was me? I ask myself at the end of the day. Can I attribute what I have to myself, my efforts, my fight, my pain, my gain? And as described in an episode, well, it was actually episode 5, these self-inflicted achievements are at their best the most glorious when begun as a risk, a walk into the unknown void, a lesson learned perhaps from the biggest fall and transformed into the biggest win. She wishes she was a dancer, and that she never heard of cancer. She wishes God would give her some answers and make her feel beautiful. I remember feeling low, and I remember losing hope, and I remember all the feelings and the day they stopped. Let's go for another. Don't push today. And this is going to be a little different from the others. Don't push today. Don't climb a mountain. Don't fight the good fight. Not every day, that's for damn sure. Take a day or two often and hold back and allow yourself a break from growth. Things get very old very quickly for any human being. And anything in life can become toxic. So you can, for example, start to exercise but land up a scale hating and a pre-bulimic if you're not monitoring yourself. You can start by cleansing toxic relationships, but land up writing off every person in and that could come into your life as a form of self-protection. It is good to stop and say that growth is completely exhausting, because it totally is, and is indeed a process with its sub-processes having finite ends. And what you do is you use a day or two where you can take a step back or a step out of this realization of self. You will thank yourself, of course, later and over again for doing so. So let's together do that. Will you stand Will you kneel or will you fall today? Selfishness is your first stop in self-growth. Be your number one crush. Internal selfishness allows me to grow, to be more confident, and puts fuel in my reservoir to be able to give more to myself as I navigate through the day. It is the only way I can therefore give to someone else, you know, if I've got anything left over. And of course, if I have become a bit of an expert or I have become dominant in being able to do things like this, like give to someone else. So as I move through today, I ask myself, and you should ask yourself, am I going to stand? Will I kneel or will I fall? And think about which of those will set you back in every kind of way. So if you want to keep on starting from the beginning all the time, you might as well kneel and so then fall. Do anything but stand, because this day will then be torture and there will be nothing in it left for you. People have always something to say. Tell them to, crassly so, shut it. You're running your own race and it's against one person, yourself. Let's say, for example, when you're broke, people will tell you, you need to find a job. You need to make money. You can't live like this, right? When you're scraping by, people are going to tell you, you have to find a way to save some money. There are going to be rainy days and you really need to be prepared for that, right? And when you're well off, people will tell you, listen, there is so much more to life than just money. Focus on something else like family or real happiness or. People will again always have something to say. And you need to always say, this is my own race. No one is competing against me except myself. And I'm going to run it as fast or as slow as I can. And I need to. And it's no one else's business how it turns out and when it ends. Don't sweat the small stuff. And that's actually a load of bull. Not when it comes to attacking who you are. Fight for who you are. At the same level, whether it is big or whether it is small. It's almost on the same concept that we started with in this particular episode. I've been on both sides of that spectrum throughout my life, completely invisible and completely unashamedly aggressive, and everything in between, trying to find some kind of balance. But for the majority of that, I was dictated to by other people. And it was because I asked to be dictated, because I constantly took in people's two cents in who I needed to be. That fight was so much longer and so much more futile. The fight that I fight to be the best version of myself today is exactly that, my fight. It doesn't matter if it comes from someone who has the closest DNA match to you, or from a complete stranger. You fight that good fight today, tomorrow, and forever against whoever, for yourself, every moment of every day from this point onwards. And I kind of want to just say thank you so much for taking this journey with me, taking it all in. And I hope that this has put a bit of a beat into your heart and your soul, and wherever you need to and want to go from this point onwards. The soundtrack to our lives have been, I think, just the life force of what we need every day to get up and get going and look at ourselves and do it for ourselves as we move forward through this, well, fantastical void that we call life. I want to end off with a couple of hashtags. Hashtag one love. Hashtag one all-encompassing, all-knowing, all-spiritual, all-physical, all-soulful, all-you, all-love.
Turn it inside out so I can see the part of you that's drifting over me. And when I wake, you're never there. And when I sleep, you're everywhere. You're everywhere. Just tell me how I got this far.
See me. Do you see me?